Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Good evening, all my angel friends. This is C.J. Martas, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, June 8th. You know, it's been a crazy week, so I'm glad to actually sit here and have a very special guest this evening named Alex Brandon. He's going to discuss Seraphim Blueprint Healing with us. And I actually haven't got a chance prior to the show to learn a whole lot about it, so I'm very excited about, hearing about this modality tonight. So after discussion of that topic, I'll open up the phones in the last 10 minutes. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. I'm sorry if I can't get to everybody due to the number of callers, but don't forget next week is a repeat of, by demand, of all readings, questions that can be submitted, as well as I'll be taking callers throughout the show. So don't miss that and get your questions in early. I have some prayer requests here that I would like to ask and all of us to offer our intentions for Jill's daughter, that she be healed. Please send daily prayers to Margaret's daughter, Megan. Please offer prayers for Dottie and her uncle, for Harris, who's been battling cancer. Please pray for Johanna to help improve her health and stability in her life. And I'd like to add one more prayer of my own. This is for all those suffering with emotional difficulty right now. May they have the clarity and courage to see this as a healing process and surrender to the divine. So let's uphold that intention this week. I know the energies have been very intense for all of us at different levels. Okay. Well, I chose this inspiring story this week. You know how much I have fun with this segment, but this is actually about an angel cat. Yes, it's about an angel cat, and I love cats, so it's wonderful. There's a lady named Patricia Peter who basically rescues Monty, this cat, a yellow tabby, from the Humane Society. And prior to adopting Monty, she had been diagnosed with diabetes just a couple months before. So several days after she had adopted Monty, she was woken up by Monty, who started actually biting her fingers. And she wakes up and she tries to shoo the cat away, but he absolutely will not go anywhere. And he just kept biting her fingers. So she finally gets up. And once she sits up, she knows something's really wrong. She's dizzy, disoriented. Her vision was blurry. She gets out of bed. And this cat just basically meows, encourages her, almost pushes her into the kitchen where she can test her blood sugar. And so it was very low, like diabetic coma low at that point. She took some sugar tablets, and even after the cat gets her attention, okay, she's feeling like she's going to pass out and all this, and this cat just jumped all over her, kneading her with his claws, wouldn't let her go to sleep. So where I found the story of Monty is that he was inducted into the Purina Animal Hall of Fame in Toronto, and it's so interesting that at the time that she said she went to look for this cat to be a companion to her other cat, Max, she hadn't really wanted a tabby that looked like that. She wasn't looking for him. He just jumps into her arms, and I think, wow, so this inspiring story, saving the lady's life, is an angel kitty. So I thought I'd give it a little twist this week. Okay. So I know that all of you are probably, especially with Venus in transit, all of the energetic shifts, very anxious for the angel message from the Seraphim this week. So here we go. Dear ones, as you may already feel, this past week was a very intense unfolding of the divine around you. This has been amplified even more so with rare astrological alignments that are occurring within the midst of these energetic shifts. We can see that these energies have upset and caused disruption by these converging energies within many of you, while others may feel the opposite, like they're literally floating on cloud nine. This week is a pivotal time of Venus's influence on the Earth. it becomes a shining example above of the need for even deeper self-love that is really required now more and more. The energies this week will support a profound clarity about what you need most to see. This clarity will help you to uncover those things that are limiting that you may not be consciously aware of. Do not be afraid of what may be uncovered, but rather choose to reveal this information so that you can be completely assisted in letting go of the things that keep you from manifesting your dreams. Without discovering subconscious limits and negative beliefs you have, you cannot achieve freedom both emotionally and spiritually. So if you choose this week's energy of divine clarity, simply ask that whatever is in your way be revealed to you, and it will be in due course. With this being said, we need to explain your, quote, right view when asking for divine clarity to reveal your limitations. Be clear and concise about what you wish to see. Be open to receive this information in whatever form it may appear to you. It may come as a pivotal thought. It may come through nature communicating to you. It could come in the form of a dream, or it could be triggered by somebody that you care about. Remember, whatever form it arises, to show you what you want to see in the most efficient way possible, and this will vary from person to person. Release all self-judgment and self-punish for what you perceive as personal weakness. Work with your mind when the new information and awareness enters your consciousness, and choose not to give in to victim thinking or self-loathing. We see many of you feeling as though you're undergoing a huge purge of the old things and being stripped down to the bare parts of you. Please know that you are not alone, and many are being required to dig deeper into the shadow side to fully let go. Support yourself and others who are hurting and healing right now. We wish we could promise that the intensity of recent energies will abate this week, but we, the Seraphim, are confident that the more you surrender and release, the easier it will be to accommodate this swiftly moving flow that can cause emotional upheaval rather than spiritual awakening. Be conscious about letting go every day, and be willing to release whatever causes you to suffer with this energy rather than be supported. We know that you can vibrate to greater joy and happiness as you embrace all of who you are, the divine part, the human part, and even the shadow part of you. Each aspect is part of the whole of you, and each aspect is truly necessary. We are here to help you with this transformation, and call upon us whenever you need to. There is a prayer we wish to leave you with this week that can invoke the inner wisdom you possess and the support of Seraphim and other angels. To the light of the divine I call forth, and to the Seraphim I speak. Assist me to be one with all things and to rise forth as a spiritual being in this world. I desire to be held in the arms of angels to honor me, comfort me, empower me, and guide me on the path toward awakening and enlightenment. I am divine, I am whole, and I am free. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow, I don't know. I hadn't ever spoken that out loud until I just read it. But going through just that short prayer, which we posted on the message on Facebook, I got goosebumps going up and down my arm. So very short prayer, but obviously very powerful. So, well, I'm excited to get to my guest here. I have been anxiously awaiting this show because I want to learn as much as we can squeeze into this short little time we spend together on Friday evening. So I'd like to welcome Alex Brandon to talk about Seraphim Blueprint Healing. Welcome, Alex, to the Angel Connection.
Hello, CJ. I'm so happy that you found me. That's so perfect to connect with you because you also already have this connection with the seraphic consciousness. So that's perfect.
Well, I thought we were two birds of a feather for sure.
You know, when I do my workshops, there's always people coming to me and they say, well, the Bible says that the seraphim angels don't directly work with humans. They just have sort of cosmic responsibilities. They just praise God. And so people doubt still quite often that we humans actually can connect with the seraphic realm. And you may get that too at times, I don't know. But I think, you know, it's not a, a contradiction that the seraphim angels are working on very high cosmic responsibilities, but right now, in order for them to fulfill their duties, they have to work with humans as well.
Well, you know, and that leads into my first question. I was, when I synchronicity led me to you, You know, I'm just so intrigued about, you know, this 13,000-year-old seraphim healing method. Well, certainly it must have been given to humans, as you say, you know, a long time ago. So how was this really brought back into the world or rediscovered? And when was that?
It was around 1994 when Ruth Rendeley stumbled across that. And Ruth Rendeley has been coming from an academic career, and she was not actually growing up particularly spiritual, but she made a connection with the Transcendental Meditation movement, and she became a TM student and later on also a TM teacher. And so that opened her up to also look at other spiritual topics. And when she attended a spiritual workshop here in the Bay Area in California, she had a question to the facilitator of the workshop, and in the break she went to him, and he immediately told her that he saw a huge angel right behind her, and she was not aware of this, and so the two started to channel the angel for several months, actually, in weekend sessions. And out of this came the information that there is this method that can help us to connect with free energy, basically. The seraphim angels help us to remove blockages, to open up in an optimal way, to draw in more of the free energy directly from source.
Well, you know, my experience with the seraphim, and I know that you said, you know, sometimes maybe I get that there's a contradiction in the Bible, but what I find most true about the fact that there's, you know, stationed biblically has been to you know, praise God, is that they're all about gratitude. So, and what, how fascinating for Ruth to have encountered this, you know, then and able to bring this back to the world.
Well, and so it took her some time to channel this information, and she would receive initiations, and actually like 150 initiations or so over a period of several months. And then she tried to figure out how to put this all in the right order and what to do with it. And so she was given access to essentially 11 different cosmic vibrations. Each one is a healing vibration with quite different uses. And so she put that together in a course of 6 levels. And that's how it's been taught since the mid-90s. And interestingly enough, even so, the Seraphim Blueprint, as we call the system today, was channeled in the United States. It's actually still a pretty well-kept secret here. Not many people know about it because Ruth soon thereafter relocated to Australia and focused her entire teaching basically on Australia and also Japan. And so that's why still many people have not ever heard about this modality.
Well, and I think that's going to change tremendously this year and the coming years because I had not heard about it myself. So it's kind of a mystery. So how's the healing work done once you're trained to do it, and what exactly does it do?
Well, what is really the essence of the Seraphim Blueprint is that we do everything with intention. And we are trying to move away more and more from using things. Now, we do also offer a symbol for people who wish to connect with the Seraphim Angel using that Seraphim symbol. And we also have a method to energize crystals, for instance, so they become like a conductor for taking in more life force energy. But these things are just sort of initial help. And most of my students tell me that the more they have this direct access to these energies, they just use their consciousness, they tap into this energy whenever they need it, just by thinking that they wish to access it. So it's a system that really leads to much more freedom from things, and it really enables us to strengthen our own connection to source in many different ways. And so we always begin with level one, which is called Seraphim Healing. So in that first workshop, we connect with two vibrations that help us on a physical level, emotional, and also mentally to harmonize the energy flow, to draw in more energy. And for many people, out of this abundance of energy results actually in activation of self-healing powers. But this is really just the beginning. In the following levels, it goes much higher into spiritual topics, the breaking through self-sabotage programs, and the coming more and more into the flow of the synchronistic events in life that sort of help us so our true potential can be unfolded. So the healing itself is more of a spiritual healing, but it also manifests in form of physical healing.
Well, and what kind of comes to mind in, you know, in all of the work that I do with the Seraphim, you know, calling it blueprint healing is pretty pretty succinct, because with the cosmos, you know, the energies in the cosmos and all of the information that's out there, people become disconnected from those frequencies. So would you say then that this method helps people to reharmonize with those supportive frequencies in order to heal?
Yes. We in every workshop, we receive a series of initiations, like level one, for instance, has 14 initiations. And the periods of silence are really the essence. I will talk in between, give explanations, and also give instructions on how we best can use these energies. But in these periods of silence, the Seraphim Angel works together with each participant's personal angel and spirit guides to remove internal blockages, to allow for more flow of this healing energy in our bodies. And so it really strengthens our internal connection and truly brings out the unlocking of the hidden wisdom inside of us.
Well, and it sounds like it would be very much, or that this process really would allow people at whatever level that they're at to access then those frequencies without a lot of you getting in the middle of all of that. Do you know what I mean? As far as as allowing that experience is kind of what I saw when you were talking about, you know, moments of the periods of silence and the initiations and everything. And I think it's just wonderful that the Seraphim can then connect, you know, to people individually to remove those types of limits.
Well, you know, exactly what you say is happening. Because it's such an individual approach for each participant, this program offers a great beginning access for people who have never worked with energy healing or have no previous relationship with angels. But at the same time, I would say about 50% of my students worldwide are actually Reiki practitioners or have already practiced some other modality. And this system just builds right on that foundation and helps them to go even to the next higher levels. And we always have a next higher level.
So once you're basically, rather than, you know, at first I was kind of envisioning this is that, you know, somebody gets trained in Seraphim Blueprint Healing and then you go see them, they facilitate a session for you, like you'd go see a Reiki person or a massage therapist or anyone like that. But it sounds like this is a very experiential process that anyone, you know, needs to go through those levels, and you're reestablishing that connection to those cosmic energies, to the Seraphim, who are the assisters. So it sounds very different than what people might be thinking out there.
Yes, and to me, the main focus of the Seraphim Blueprint is that it is a system to help us in our own spiritual evolution. So the fact that we can use these energies also for distant healing for others or for hands-on healing for others, to me is actually more a sort of a bonus. But I think the real essence is that we strengthen our internal connection from within. And I know many people come into our workshops because they wish to use these energies to energetically support others. And we have many people in level one who just wish to have this ability to use those two healing vibrations, the life force energy and the harmonizing energy, for healing through hands or distant healing. But to me, this is not the main focus.
Well, and that's what I really appreciate about what you're saying, Alex, is that empowering people, and this is what the Seraphim have brought to me, to be able to heal themselves, to be able to empower them to do and access and connect, become reconnected, so that we can unlock that potential within ourselves as individuals. So I really love that about what you're, you know, sharing with us tonight.
It's really the way away from having a guru or something like this. It's really the way into independence and into true freedom. So that's why I am so enthusiastic about teaching that system since 2006.
Well, and I'm glad you're in the U.S. making this available to more people. I could see how, and as we know, you know, when one person's frequency is raised, then of course it's an exponential effect across the world. And with the changes in our world right now, some of which are beautiful, some of which are chaotic, I'm very happy that you're here. And so I guess the benefits of Seraphim Blueprint Healing would be anything under the sun, right?
Well, you know, I have people, as you said, it's very experiential, and people sit in these initiations during the workshop, and many people say, oh, I can feel these sensations so strong, or I see colors or some sensations of some sort that are very individual, and many people say to me, oh, the system really works because I can feel something. And nowadays, I don't even think this really matters in any way anymore, other than to give some verification to our ego that something is happening. But to me, the real benefit is that people's lives change. And I think that's what needs to be the criteria for you know, measuring success of a spiritual system, is are people happier, are people healthier? And we do actually have some students who go through all the six levels, and at the end they say, I never ever had any physical sensation of the energy. And when we ask, why did you continue with it, they would say, well, my life was much more in the flow. These synchronistic events just keep happening. I find these shortcuts in my life all the time, and things just accelerate. And I'm like on the path to fulfill my life purpose. So how this manifests is many, many fold and very individual.
Well, and I'm glad that you gave that example, because I think I probably, as a teacher, would have said, well, why'd you keep coming? And it's like, well, I maybe have not got that physical sensation, that feedback, you know,
yeah.
But my life is better. It's been changed. It's transforming. Well, how can people, I know that you do webinars. I know you've got some coming up and some stuff that you'd like to offer listeners. I want to make sure that people can get a hold of you if they're more interested in learning about this, upcoming trainings and things like that.
Well, there's a couple of things. For people who want to know more immediately about what we just talked about, including a few energy samples, three energy transmissions, they can go right after the show to my website, and my website is www.seraphimportal.com, so seraphimportal.com, and there is a link for a webinar, and you can click on this, and it's a recording. And the Seraphim energies are so powerful, they actually also work on a recording. People do sometimes not believe it, but try it out, and you will notice that this is very powerful still. And I will do a new webinar live, actually, next week, Tuesday, with, again, there will be at least three energy transmissions part of it, so you can feel for yourself how you connect with this energy and see if this is the right method for you. And that will be on Tuesday, June 12th, and it will be 5 o'clock Pacific time or 7 Central time. And also for people who are very much feeling an immediate connection and want to learn level 6, want to go through this experience, this weekend I do have a conference phone call level 1 on June 10. And everyone who wants to sign up, I will offer to all the listeners here a special package. Normally, one level costs $160 for the listeners. I will reduce the price to $140, and I will mail everyone the book of the founder of the system, Ruth Rendeley, Seraphim Blueprint Energy, Angel Healing. And so contact me and you will get that special offer. And then there's the last time I teach level 1 in the United States this year, and that is on June 24th in Las Vegas at the Ganesha Center. June 24th in Las Vegas, and we still have a few seats left there, and that's in person.
Well, what I think is wonderful is that there's all different ways for people to access it, and I appreciate the offer of not only the discount but the book. I always appreciate it when guests come on and offer a little something to my wonderful listeners out there who tune in every week. And I'm going to tune in and get that transmission, though I may have a lot of those transmissions. I'd like to experience that as well, because I'm a person that likes to learn by actually doing and all of that. And, well, you know, our show goes by so quick. I hope we can bring you back to the show another time, Alex.
That would be great, definitely.
So make sure you go to seraphimportal.com if you're interested in connecting with Alex for his offers or anything else that's available.
And also feel free to connect with me on Facebook. That's also a good way.
Right, and that's where I kind of bumped into you as well. So I know I've got a caller waiting for me in the queue for a reading. So
Thank you so much, CJ.
Thank you very much. Take care, Alex, and thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. So I'm energetically vibrant here just talking to him, because I can just feel the energies of the seraphim around us. And so I want to squeeze a caller in here who's been waiting patiently. Patricia, you're on the Angel Connection, dear. Thank you.
Hello. That
Hi.
Was a wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call. I enjoyed listening to Alex and about the
seraphim. I'm just fascinated. Yeah, I'm so fascinated by that. So fascinated. But what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm not quite sure how, you know, what you do, but I'd like to connect with you and the angels. There's so much going on in my life, and I'd just like to find out if things are going to smooth over with my family, and also I wanted to find out if there's any type of true love coming into my life.
Okay, well, we have a limited amount of time, so I want to touch on this with the seraphim are telling me. You know, certainly there are a lot of people are going through changes in your family as well as yourself. And I can see the energy. It can be very chaotic at times. What they want me to tell you is that because you have a tendency to feel very responsible for these issues that others are having and sort of over-responsibility, they want me to just mention that because that can get you very drained and really kind of pull you down, because you're a vibrant woman, but lately you probably maybe not feeling so vibrant and having, you know, so much connection there. I think things will smooth out. They're telling me that this is kind of just a process of things coming to light or being, you know, seen by your family. It's something that's really required for moving forward. I see at the end of it, you know, things actually getting much more cohesive for you. And what they say about a love interest, they ask that you be patient and that you it just feels more like it's going to be sometime probably mid-next year.
Okay.
But I have to close the show, dear. I thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And it was a very interesting show.
Thank you. And take care. Everything's going to be a whole lot better.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. That's all the time I have this evening. Always fun. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Sure to tune in next week to another edition of Just Ask CJ. We'll have fun together where I do readings and answer questions that have been submitted by my listeners. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourself so that you become an angel to others. Take care and have a wonderful week.